Welcome, Chambra. Welcome. Welcome to the Crimson Circle, live from Louisville, Colorado, for Shoud 3 of the Walk On, the Powerless Life. Can you give me an arg with that, huh? Arg. So here we are, Argonauts, as Adamus coined last month. Those pirates of consciousness, those pioneers of consciousness, those pioneering pirates of consciousness, those bold ones who said, yes, this is the time. And this is the time. And what a month it's been. And actually, just a lot of contrast in contrast. I mean, boom, boom, boom. And I don't know how many here, either in our studio or throughout Chamberland, had the opportunity and took the time to watch the Dream Walk the Wednesday of October, the 28th. Really a lovely experience. Very powerful. And if you haven't done it, it's a great gift for yourself. And then for me, the odd thing is, and the synchronicity that really kind of went, whoa, at the same time that was going on, the Republican debates were happening in Boulder, Colorado, just a nine iron right down the highway. I mean, boom, you talk about difference, disorder. And now, because of all the changes that are happening, we are the ones that are blazing the trail. And actually, to help facilitate that trail, we have the Meister here, Marty Sawinski, Mofo. Let's welcome him for some magic, some conscious creating. Yes. And as we listen to Marty, let me also just invite us to actually be aware and to allow the music to flow through us. Thank you.
That's ironic you should say that, because I don't have a name for this song, but this is what it sounds like when time-space moves through Marty C. So. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you. What a gift. And Marty's going to play once more after the Adamus channel. So stick around, be sure, and participate and enjoy that experience. Thank you again. Lovely. Chili's working. Yeah, that's the good news. That is the good news. Job done. Yes. Beautiful. And, you know, talking about job done, you know, Jeff and Linda went to Vernon, British Columbia, Canada, for Threshold, and it's really one of their most favorite, powerful workshops. And a number of Chambra here, I know, have participated in it, and everyone that I see is just radiant. So job also well done, Chambra. Job also well done. And I guess to pat themselves on the back after having a great workshop in Canada, then they took off and went to the Grand Island, the Big Island in Hawaii. Yeah. Well, they were also on business because they were checking out a future location for Chambra events. So without further ado, let's welcome Hape. Mahalo. Come on down. Yes.
Thank you, David. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Such a gentleman. Thank you. Such a gentleman.
Look at that coat.
Yeah, thank you. This is my...
Oh, wait. Okay. David said it first. So I had this sort of casual fringy thing I was going to do because, you know, I kind of like the fringy thing. And then Jeff says, I should probably tell you. I should show you what I'm going to wear tomorrow. It's like, yeah, that's nice when the man does that.
Another... You know, casual jacket.
So he comes out, he's got this jacket, this gorgeous
what?
Jacket with the scent. It's like, ah, and I can't move. Isn't he handsome?
It's my pre-holiday jacket, you know. Holidays are coming
now
up.
Now you got to compete with the man, God's sake.
It's not a summer jacket.
Oh,
this is, all right, I'll tell you the truth. I've been watching the trailers for the upcoming movie, Bond. James Bond. So I just need a martini now, and I'll be really good to go. No, I'm embarrassed.
Okay. No, you're not.
Yeah,
no, you're not. That was you, not Adamus.
No, I am embarrassed. Adamus, maybe he'd like this, but anyway, welcome everybody. Glad you're here, tuning in online or here in person. It's always good to see people who are here on a regular basis, people who come back after... they've been gone a little while, or after Adamus throws them out, then they come back. It's always good. You know, I worry about it once in a while, because Adamus
is... You should worry about it every month.
Well, I do.
Adamus, every month.
Adamus really does invite some people to leave, and he can be a little, we call it provocative. I heard somebody once describe him as the ascended... what do they call ascended grandmaster asshole? And but
this is going out over the internet, baby.
I realize. The one thing I love about it is
he's not going to get mad. He gets even.
All of us are going into relatively uncharted territories. I mean, and it's not always easy, as you probably figured out by now. You probably figured that out. It's rough at times, but at least we have gatherings like this. At least we have each other. At least we have our workshops and gatherings that we do. So we still generally have a sense of humor, and that to me is the most important thing. We can laugh, because otherwise we'd be crying. So welcome everyone. Let's start out taking a look at who's here. I know we have people watching in from all over the world.
Well, you know, we always have visitors from all over the place, but from outside of the U.S. we have two. We have Lisa and Maureen from Ontario, Canada. Where are you? Stand up, come on.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. And the other one? Where's the chicken? There's two of them.
The chicken. Kind of surprised there. It's like the laughter is about what's on the screen, our welcome shot. I found a great little video. It's actually on Facebook, on the Crimson Circle site. It's really good. So I thought it would be appropriate, Abbey Road moving through the Beatles. Yeah, yeah.
That is pretty funny, actually.
It is.
Very amusing.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
if you own that album cover somewhere.
Right. It'll never be the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
if you
CD.
Look at the, I was just pointed out to me this morning, you look at the third one, is that Paul? Look down at his finger on his left hand.
That's his right hand.
Right hand. I'm sorry, right hand.
But he is left
hand. Oh, is he? Yeah. See, I was channeling him. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, Linda, who else? Who else do we have?
From France, we have Victoria. Where are you, Victoria? You're here. I know you're here. You signed in. You chickens. Oh, I can't believe it, but actually I can. You're smart.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also we have somebody very special we'd like to welcome to the shout. Anne Cano. We met her very, very early in our travel career. And we met her, we were sitting with her in Hawaii at an early, early event in our travels. And she was living in Japan and said we really needed to come to Japan and to Korea. And she actually arranged all that as our host. And I can tell you that had it not been for her help and support, I don't think we would have easily made that trip. So thank you, Anne, for introducing us to Korea and Japan so many years ago.
Thank
Stand
you,
up, Anne. Come on. Wonderful.
You,
you did a
Good
great
to see
job.
You. It's been a number
Wonderful
of years.
Host. Thank
Good to
you.
See you.
Okay, anybody else that wants to admit they're from outside of Colorado?
From out of state. Anybody else? No?
Chicken.
A hush falls over the crowd. Okay. All right.
There
with
we go
that,
with that.
Let's move on. Let's take a good deep breath. Have kind of a special moment here. A dear friend of ours, somebody that we all knew so well, crossed over recently. So we'd like to honor that dear friend, a wonderful being, somebody you'll all recognize. Pete Gibbons passed over on October 29th, actually, the morning after the Halloween Dream Walk. The illness came upon very suddenly.
Just
and
barely a week ago.
It was about a week ago. And everybody, I'm sure, here and online remembers Pete. Wonderful, wonderful guy. He loved dialoguing with Adamus. And it's kind of a long story. I might write an article about it. But just to make it short, I talked to Pete, actually, before he left the physical body. David had notified Linda and I that he was in the hospital. And I went to check with Adamus to see if there was something that could be relayed on to Pete, you know, to help him get better or something. But instead of getting Adamus, I got Pete. And he said that he had already left, even though his physical body was still there. He said, I'm going to be leaving in about 3 days. But he said, I've already passed on. And I'm talking like he's not here, Pete. Pete was so incredibly happy. I mean, just delighted. He said that the physical body, it's hard. And he encouraged all of us to really keep going, particularly if our health is good. But he said, oh my gosh, what a relief to go beyond the body. He said the crossing over was absolutely easy, wonderful. The very first being that he encountered was Saint Germain. He didn't talk about him as Adamus, but it was Saint Germain. And I just shared this. We chatted for a little bit about his circumstances, and then he said, he's like, oh, I got to tell you something. And it's like, well, what, Pete? And he said, this Saint Germain that we're working with. And I'm like, oh no, here it goes. He said, this Saint Germain is so revered on all of these realms. He's not just another guy. He is known everywhere. And he said, to those who have been in human form who are now on the other side, Saint Germain is like the biggest thing. And to those who haven't been in human form, they run when Saint Germain comes around. So he said, I want you guys to realize who you're working with. And he didn't refer to him as Adamus, of course. It was Saint Germain. He's like, oh my gosh. So rock stars. So thank you, Pete, for sharing that with us. We have just a short video clip. It was a classic moment in Crimson Circle history.
One of my favorites.
It occurred, I think it was April 2013, at one of the shouds up in Coal Creek Canyon.
Not long before we moved to the studio.
It was the game show shoud. So we have a little clip with Pete. If we turn down the lights, and let's see that clip. Next question and final question. What is the biggest shift going on the planet right now? Pete.
And what's the question again? I want to just get focused here.
Absolutely. I understand, Pete. Question is, what is the truth of truths?
No.
Pete, the question is, what's the biggest shift taking place on this planet? What consciousness, mass consciousness. What's happening?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I see it's from the old energy to the new energy coming in. And how it's manifesting or kicking the earth is like North Korea, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah. That, the storms that hit New Jersey. You know, and just all the chaos is coming in. But it's kind of like the wave is just going through the earth and cleaning out the old energies. And personally for me, the new energy is inviting me to be here with the Chambra.
Good. Okay, now you have it. This is the final voting. This will determine who gets dinner for two with your soul. And I might be there also. And an Adamus Award. And Pete. Linda, who do you think the audience chose?
Pete.
Pete is the winner. Pete. Of the Awakening wow. Show game. Thank you, Pete. And thank wow. all of you. Linda, another Adamus Award for Pete. Pete, dinner for two, you and your soul at drive-thru McDonald's. Thank you for participating.
You got the
one. So that always brings a smile to my face when I see it. And Pete, we set up a chair here today for Pete because he is here. So don't walk around acting like he's dead. Just act like he's Pete. He did tell me in my conversation with him, and I had several really good ones, but he said that the Crimson Circle in Chambra really meant the most to him in his life. Some of the greatest times were with all of us. And he said that he chose to go to the other side. He was tired. It had been a long life. I think Pete was 75, and he said he felt he could do more good for Chambra, helping us from the other side than what he was doing here. So, Pete, thank you.
Good guy.
Good guy. Still is.
We'll miss you.
So today's shout is dedicated to Pete Gibbons. So, Pete,
okay.
All right.
Woo! Woo!
Okay, let's take a look at last month. It was a walk-on series number 2. And as I remember, there was some pretty good information in that show.
What do you remember?
It was pretty good information. It was really, really good. Anyway, it was, to me, another one of those classics. And we're going to take a look at the
Always.
Preview put together by Gene Tinder.
You just look so handsome.
Well, thank you. But it's not about me. Changes are coming. Major changes. And that's what you're here for. This circle with the dot in the center represents consciousness. I know you've heard this, but you tend to forget it. It's the I exist. This is core. And this simple circle with a dot in the middle, my friends, is going to change the course of human history. That simple little symbol right there is going to change things in your lifetime. Right now, there is very little, or if anything, known about consciousness and its relationship to life itself. Scientists don't consider consciousness when they're doing their experiments, when they're coming out with their theories. There are few who have broached this subject of consciousness. But in these next few years, this variable of consciousness is going to start coming through, and it's going to continue more and more and more. It will change the understanding of physics and science, and eventually come down to changing life here on the planet. I don't know if humanity in general is ready for this. It's like my question years and years ago, is humanity ready for freedom? And everybody, oh, shook their heads, yes, freedom, freedom. But I still question it, because freedom requires responsibility. Freedom for yourself requires a tremendous responsibility. No taking or feeding off of others, no blaming others. It's a tremendous amount of responsibility that saying, I am the creator. There is nothing in my way. There is nothing stopping me from wealth or health or anything else. That's freedom. That's a creator. But it also takes a tremendous amount of responsibility. Responsibility for yourself as the creator. I'm going to ask now if you would distribute a piece of paper to everyone here, including myself. Thank you. I'd like you to make a paper airplane. So you all have your paper airplanes ready. If you would please stand up. And on the count of three args, arg, 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 yeah. Good. Excellent. Good. Some very nice paper airplanes there. Now that was fun, wasn't it? What's the point? I'm going to present not a theory, it's actually reality. Some people will argue it, others won't really care. Others will say that we're a bunch of New Age freaks gone crazy, which is not true. And others, like you, are going to get an aha. Remember, it's a very small group on this planet that's affecting consciousness because most people don't know what it is. Most people think conscious is being awake and breathing. That's the limit of consciousness, and it's far, far grander. So here's my input on the nature of reality. You do not move through time and space. Time and space moves through you. Absolutely a contradiction, actually, absolutely a revolution from current thinking. Time and space are moving through you right now. You are not moving through it. In fact, there are no objects that actually move through time and space. The current thinking is that an object goes through time and space. And we'll treat time and space as a melded unit. We'll call it time-space as a singular thing. You can't really have one without the other. You can, but the whole thing collapses. So we'll call it time-space. And the current thinking is that an object moves through time-space. Therefore, the rate that the object moves through determines the time and determines the space itself. And the fact is that is not true. In actual physics, quantum physics, it is actually time-space moving through you. When you threw those paper airplanes before, they were not moving. It was time and space that moved. Look at it this way. You know what, some of you know what the old-fashioned film projectors were like. They had the reels of film, and it looped down through, and there was a light, and the light passed through the film and projected onto the screen. So you could say in this analogy here that here the film that's already come through the loop is the past. The film that is going to be going through the loop and getting enlightened is the future, and right here, that one clip that is making its way down through the gears and the reels and about to be illuminated, that is the now moment. So you could say that you are always that now moment, But the problem is, with some of the old understandings of time, space, and physics, that you're actually not here. Most people are not operating here, right at the projection level. They're not right at the point of projection, the point of consciousness anymore. So it's very easy for them to believe, that time, they're moving through time, space. But in fact, they are not. In fact, you are not. It's a very interesting concept, but a reality as well. Time, space is moving through you right now, and as it does, it is creating a gravitational effect. When I use the word gravity, I'm talking about more than just Newton's gravity, something falling to the ground. Gravity, in this case, is a suction. It condenses, it creates density. So as time and space are moving through you right now, it is creating a gravitational effect. And the gravity is not just physical. It's not just on your body. For this true gravity actually holds in, traps, thoughts, and emotions. The gravity holds in belief systems, individual belief systems, cultural belief systems. It holds in religious belief systems. So time and space moving through people right now is not only creating the physical reality, what you call the 3D, and causing people to believe that this is the only thing that's real. This gravitational effect causes people to say, well, this is it. So the gravity of time and space not only holds in physical objects, but beliefs, thoughts, limitations, and everything else. It's absolutely amazing, this gravitational effect, how it keeps everything together. It keeps it held in. It keeps things solid. It keeps things from changing. The gravity of time and space helps to create experiences, what you would call solid, real experiences. It helps to keep you focused in your eyes and your ears and your physical senses, rather than the knowingness that you have that there is so much more. This gravity, as time-space moves through you, activated by consciousness, the gravity that it creates holds all of it in. And you've been trying to break out of it the whole time. Through what? With your consciousness, with your limited consciousness of the mind. You've been trying to break out. The knowingness says there is something outside this cage that I live in. But as you think about it, as you try to figure it out, time-space moves through you faster. Time-space causes more of a gravitational effect that holds in the fact that you are trapped. And this, my friends, is relatively simple as it may sound to some of you, is absolutely profound. You're going to be experiencing it in your own life. When you begin to understand the implications of this, that's when you can be invisible. You simply go out of time. You still exist. You still have a physical body. You still have your I am. But you simply go out of their time. You simply remove yourself from the mass consciousness variable. It's amazing because it's magical, because you can still observe them. You can still be with them, but they won't see you. They won't know that you're there unless you choose to be. When you can also learn to step out of mass consciousness time-space into your own time-space. When you're no longer dependent on time-space God, that you are truly a sovereign being with their own bond, with their own plasma, with their own everything, then you are free. Time, space moves through you. You are the constant. You are the consciousness. This is profound. When one allows or realizes time, space is there to serve them, the effects of gravity, of attraction, of holding things into reality suddenly change. And that's where we're going to pick this up in our next gathering.
Woohoo, Adamus. Yeah,
good stuff. Wow. Woo. And thank you to Gene Tinder for doing the editing on that. What a great recap. Wow. Okay. Whew. Take a deep breath with that.
Oh, is that David? Oh, no, that's not David.
I just wanted to do
kind of
a quick
pirate
recap of some great shots that we had from our Halloween Pirates costume contest.
Dave Schimmel got some good shots.
Dave Crash Schimmel took the shots with some great costumes. And it's so fun to do this. And we get so many comments from people around the world who wish they were here. Some of them actually get dressed up, even sitting watching the internet online. So really enjoyed that. And we're going to be, we're going to be doing it again soon.
Doing what again?
Costumes. Okay, I'll explain that in a moment.
Okay, okay.
Great costumes here. That's Pete.
Yay.
That was a great look.
Wait, that was Billy. Nobody ever sees Billy.
Billy's in the booth
it's
all
Billy.
The time.
Billy's
yeah,
in the
Billy's
booth
back
doing
there
his
waving.
Translation.
Yeah.
Nobody ever sees her, but there she is.
Who's that girl? We've never seen her at a shout before.
And she has her two beautiful daughters with
her. Yeah, she does. So some really, really, really good costumes. There's a lot of the girls and some of the guys. Arrgh. And the winners were, actually, it was a tie. So we had Joe and Sandra and Dottie, of course. Yeah. And Marty and Lara. So what a great, that is a great shot of you two. I mean.
I've heard that. I heard that that look of Marty's goes with a specific body function, but I don't want to go into any detail. Uh-huh. Yeah, I got some insider information.
That is a classic shot of both of you. It's like, that's the way
really
it
classic.
Is. If we're ever going to do any promotions, you know, join Crimson Circle, Chambra, that'd be the picture I use, you know. Anyway. Let's take a look. Oh, geez, we're running out of time, so we're going to run through this.
Hurry.
Let's take a look at some of our recent events. We are actually in Vernon, British Columbia, Canada, which is kind of northeast of Vancouver.
Okanagan Valley.
Doing my very favorite thing called the Threshold. I mean, I'm serious. That is my favorite thing to do. So much so that the moment, even before we're done doing one, I'm like, I want to do another one of these.
He's addicted to thresholds.
They are tough. They're really tough.
They're really tough. And, why are you so addicted to
and
it?
And they're profound.
They're amazing.
They're amazing. Let's take a look at the video or the kind of slideshow recap of it.
Let me say why. Oh. I want you to notice when you watch the video.
Oh.
You cannot do threshold without everyone feeling that they have a very personal experience with it. And it's a very individual, but everyone has a personal experience. And the genuineness of the experience is so touching, it's incredible. And I think you'll see that.
Notice the eyes. Yeah. I mean, it's always amazing. Yeah. Okay, let's roll that. This is up at our favorite resort also, Sparkling Hill.
Thank you.
pretty special event.
It's amazing, actually. I think I came to Earth in this lifetime just to do Threshold. It's fascinating, amazing.
It's just so sweet, and like I said, everyone has their own individual personal experience, and it's done in a very safe space.
You bet. So anyway, and thank you, Jean, for putting together the video once again. It was fun doing that. And most of those shots were from Linda. So
they were great.
They were great. Yeah. With a regular camera, just a little digital
Canon,
camera. Yeah.
Canon.
Yeah. So we don't have too much time left,
no flash.
We've got to jump through things really quickly. We've got some upcoming events. ProNOS 2016 is going to be right here at the studio on January 16th. It'll be all Adamus, one day, and it's talking about what's coming up in the year ahead. Don't forget, robotics, but I know he's going to be talking about some other things. We changed it to a one-day format because...
If you dare.
It'll be online or in person. We changed it to a one-day event, Adamus only. Just to keep a real sharp focus on what's going on. Keep it simple. So mark your calendars for that online or in person. Okay. Oh, another threshold coming
what a shock.
Up. This one actually is in Australia. Only one spot left, so we're not going to spend a lot of time on it. And I think we have like 4 or 5 applications for that spot.
Oh, there's a lot of people on the wait list, so they're just a matter of processing it.
First time in Australia.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, while we're in Australia.
First time with Threshold in Australia.
For Threshold in Australia. We're also doing the light integration into the body and mind in Sydney.
I'm
right after
about
we
that.
Do Threshold. February 22nd and 23rd at the Crow's Nest Center, which is just over the bridge in Australia. So it's a great place. We love it there. We love the Australians. It's always a good time.
Just an amazing sense of humor. You want to be entertained, they'll do it.
That's it.
Don't give them a license.
And this is, again, a two-day experience.
Right.
We really recommend listening to watching Ancestral Freedom. It's on the Cloud Class right now. It's excellent. Anyway,
it's kind of a hot item right now.
It's
people are finding
such a good core
it's
thing.
It's so supportive of what we're all doing.
Absolutely. Then after that, guess where we're going again? Threshold. In Sparkling Hero Resort, Vernon, British Columbia, Canada.
No.
Even before we left, I said, Linda, we've got to do it again. And she's like, but in March? And it's like, it doesn't matter. We were there in February last year. It was beautiful. And it doesn't matter because you're so pampered in this spa. You don't even need to go outside.
Well, literally, just real quickly, they have this heated pool with glass around it, and it doesn't matter what it is outside. It's just you're in this glorious pool. I could live in that pool.
Oh, it's just amazing.
I do
again
live in that
at
pool
the Sparkling Hill Resort. Anybody who has gone to any of the thresholds, but particularly up at Sparkling Hill,
we're going to try to schedule a helicopter landing while we're there.
Right. And that is again limited to 25 people. You need to take SES in order to come, and this does fill up pretty quickly. So if you're interested, at least you have to do an application first. At least get your application in right away. And then once you get the application, then you get the information how to sign up. But at least get your name on the list if you're interested in going. And like I said before, I love doing Threshold.
There's
it's really tough.
Several people here that were there.
Yeah, how many were here at any of the thresholds so far?
Yeah, quite a
any
few.
Of the thresholds. Quite a few. It'll, and Vili in the back there raising her hand, banging on the glass. Let me out of here. Okay, so. Quite a few, actually. In addition to that, what else is coming up? You've gone through the long, cold winter, unless you're in South America or Australia, but you've gone through the long, cold winter and you're like, I got to get out of here.
You're sick of snow in April.
Oh,
maybe.
I need some warm and sunshine and tropical. So, we just plan to do what we're calling the Bon Adventure in the Big Island, at the Big Island in Hawaii in April 2016. It's going to be going public here on next Thursday. Right now, the notice.
Well, the angels get the early notice, so we're working on getting the angel notice out first.
Linda and I went there, scouted the island, found a great hotel. Actually, the hotel's beautiful in itself, a beautiful surrounding. But it also has quite some legend about it.
It's a very, very incredibly culturally oriented towards the Hawaiian history. And I've never been in a place in Hawaii where that was so profoundly respected and presented, and they're proud of it.
Yeah, they really do a great job with Hawaiian culture. And I'm not talking about just luau's. I mean, that's tourist culture, but real Hawaiian culture.
But they do have a nice luau.
And the hotel is haunted. So, yeah. Truly. And it's a Sheraton. It's very nice, beautiful location.
There's a lot of old Hawaiian legend there.
Yes.
Also, this hotel that we picked is very famous. In fact, the name of one of the hotels is Manta, and it's because literally the manta rays go by every night in front
right
of the restaurant.
Right by the hotel in the restaurant.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's also, oddly enough, located on Ali'i Drive. So I thought, something's going on here. We're going to have daily sessions from 9 to 1, afternoons open. We're going to plan some group activities like swimming with the dolphins, going to the volcano, and things like that.
Lots of optional activities. And you can all, it's very free. You can, some might want to do it as a group. You can do it on your own. They have a really accommodating a group right in the hotel that's just there to
accommodate activities.
Really there to accommodate whatever kind of dream you have about exploring the Big Island.
And we're going to limit this
to the Big Island because it is.
It's the Big Island. We're going to limit it to 80 people. Registration opens on Thursday. So that is the Bon Adventure. Bon, by the way, in French, I didn't know this, but it means good. So
it
it's good
be
adventure.
Good.
Kinda. I
it
asked
a lot
about that. And he said, well, Bon is what masculine, adventure is feminine. It works though, Bon Adventure. Because it's Bon as in time.
I heard
space.
James Bond every time I heard it.
James Bond. Bond. James Bond. Yeah. Okay. So keep an eye out for that. Angels will start getting the notice on Monday.
Keep going, boo-boo.
Okay. Oh, speaking of time, we're running out of time. Actually, you can't run out of time. It doesn't exist. Unless you're doing a presentation on the internet. And then you've got to be careful. Okay. As always, just a reminder to take a look at the Chambre magazine. Incredible articles every month. Really good design from
Mark
Ritter.
Don't you love this new theme? This is, I'm so in love with this. Tender words for tough angels. Yes. Finally.
I like it. Well, we change it every month. I have a little something.
No, that's my favorite.
Linda wants to keep that now, like, you know, in the masthead or something. Tender words for tough angels.
We are.
Okay. It's where you're going to find the latest happenings with Crimson Circle. We even have the staff read it so they know what's going on. It's very true. Other things coming up. David mentioned the Halloween Dream Walk. It was done on, it was aired on Blog Talk Radio on the 28th. It's really more than about Halloween. It's an experience into the astral realms. This year was really quite amazing. I think Adamus did 6 or 7 different locations
very
or experience.
Very experiential.
As a matter of fact, Jean had a real good idea. She said, let's take all the Halloween dream walks and put them under a category of an astral dream walk because they're, we do it on Halloween, but they're really profound in so many ways.
And it's free. What next?
It's free. What next is, we're almost there. Oh, okay. Almost there. I got to see that. Join us for the Christmas celebration. You know, the shout is on December 5th. And right after that, we're going to have Dickens of a Christmas. No, Dickens of a Christmas. You don't have to look like Dickens, but that's the name. Like a hell of a Christmas celebration. We're going to have catered food, you know, instead of our staff doing it, bartender. I mean, we're going
to
do it up right.
Who wants to dress up like one of those old Dickens bitches? I can't
do
it.
You can dress, okay.
I cannot do it.
You're going to have some options. You can either be
That is so attractive. Let me go there. Really? Those ugly bonnets? I was like, shoot me.
I'm going to wear one.
God.
I'm going to dress up like that. I'm going to cross dress.
Oh,
I'm gonna,
my
with a
God.
Woman in a hat. And yeah.
Oh, my God.
So Linda was kind of griping. So it's any Christmas costume, even if it's just a Santa hat. And you don't have to wear a costume, but just bells on your toes or something. Or here we have the elf and Santa. I don't know what's going on there, but it's a little...
That's kind of scary, actually. It's
a little suspicious.
Hey, Santa, you know. I got something for you.
So if you want, get dressed up. If you don't, that's fine. But we will have great food. We'll have Christmas videos. We'll have plenty of wine and champagne and beer. It's all right after the shout. It's extra. I mean, it's $25, but it's a hell of a deal.
The dress-up's fun. We want more new audience shots for the website. So you guys haven't been letting us down. Show up, dressed up. But I ain't coming as a dick and bitch.
Linda, Little House on the Prairie.
Okay.
Also, just a reminder, the 4E's is out as a downloadable product. It's about a little over 2 hours of really great music and Adamus channeling music with Yoham. And it is available through the Crimson Circle store. I had really fun producing that with Yoham. Okay, and also playing on the Cloud Class.
Is it just audio?
It's just audio.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Playing in the Cloud Class right now, Ancestral Freedom. Oh, it's a great
one. Don't miss it.
By the way, a warning in advance, a lot of Shambra have gotten ill afterwards. A lot of them have had family situations, but it provides a clearing from all that old ancestry.
Well, there's so many pieces to release, and he really covers all those pieces, and it's like, oh.
You know, I got to tell you something. This is just between us, like all of us.
Oh, really? Us and who?
I just ordered one of those DNA kits. I haven't sent it in yet. I got to spit on the thing yet, but then I'm going to send it in.
You got to spit on it?
But I want to find out. I'm going to do a test. I'm going to find out, you know, you send it in and they tell you about your ancestry, where they're from, what you're predisposed to or not. Then I'm going to go into some very conscious allowing. I mean, like really allowing myself to be released of all that stuff. And then I'm going to do it again in about 6 months. I'm going to send it in
up to date?
And see what the difference is. And I'll let you all know when it's done. Linda will not do it. She said, I'm not spitting on that swab. But I'm really curious to see, can we consciously affect
the DNA? Excuse me, I won't say any more, no more bad words, Linda.
But anyway, I'll keep you posted on that. So before we go on to break, we want to have a very special thanks to the Crimson Circle Angels.
Thank you.
They're the ones who make so much of this work out. We couldn't do it without you.
It allows us to do so many of the dream things that Jeff dreams up, and you imagine that it'll work.
Well, and it just keeps things flowing. So thank you,
it's
Crimson
awesome.
Circle Angels.
We can't thank you enough for that.
And also to all the many around the world who make this work out. There are, of course, the angels. There's the translators, the website hosts, the advanced studies teachers. It's really an amazing worldwide community.
Crimson Circle is amazing. Jeff and I could never have imagined what you are and what you've created. We can't thank you all enough. Thank you.
So we're going to take a break until 2:30 Denver time. We'll see you back then. There's coffee, food,
good,
and everything
you're
in the back.
You're doing good.
We did good. Yeah. Okay. See you back here.
Isn't he handsome?
Oh, jeez, Linda. She's beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay.